Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hello, welcome to Monday through Friday devotional, and we are going to see Genesis 14. In this chapter, we see a power struggle, a military battle. Alright, here we see in the midst of this battle, we see that Lot was taken captive. Kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fell in the valley of Siddim. This valley was to disappear under the Dead Sea later. And here we see how, as I said, Lot, Abraham's nephew, who now lived in Sodom. Here we see Lot, who has decided to live close to the sin cities. Now he is in Sodom. How the golden hook of Satan has deceived him. Now he is in more trouble, as they took Lot and his goods with them. Worldly ambitions can turn into disaster. However, Abraham and his servants defeated the kings and brought back Lot. Abraham, on his triumphant return from battle, he was blessed, and bread and wine was given by Melchizedek, the priest king of Salem. Abraham paid a tenth of his wealth of the spoils he'd got. Salem became Jerusalem later. Melchizedek appeared suddenly into the scene from nowhere. His name means King of Righteousness. In the book of Hebrews, it describes him as without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life. Like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. This unique blend of priest and king will be fully revealed in Jesus Christ. Oh beloved, Melchizedek is Jesus. He is a high priest forever. Jesus is our King of Righteousness. In his obedience and suffering, he made reconciliation for our sins and brought an everlasting righteousness. Believers' sins were charged to him who knew no sin, and his righteousness was credited or charged to us, the believers, who didn't deserve righteousness from God. Jesus is the King of Peace. By his blood he secured peace with God. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we believers are engaged in a warfare. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now see, Lot had an unholy alliance with the world as he went and dwelt in Sodom. Now he is being taken captive. But Abraham, who loved Lot, took his sword now for the battle because he wanted to rescue his nephew. We too are engaged in a warfare. And that warfare is a spiritual warfare, and our enemy is Satan, waging war against our own by tempting them to sin and trying to carry them captive. But we as Christians are soldiers for Jesus Christ. As soldiers, we are to rescue our brothers and sisters from the hand of the enemy. We see this as a spiritual battle. We are engaged daily in prayer, in counseling, in bringing back backsliders to the Lord. And we are engaged in correcting people when they are in sin, and rebuking them, and doing in love, because we are engaged in a warfare, because we know that the Lord wants us to be used as Christians for His glory. So we need to be engaged in our Master's service. The Christian is engaged in a warfare against sin, against Satan, against errors, against all kinds of falsehood. We are engaged in a warfare. Now, Abraham had only 318 servant warriors, and he fought against the odds, against powerful kings who had thousands of warriors, and he was able to get Lot out of captivity. Now, such is our warfare of the Christian. Our enemies are powerful, and we are the minority, like Abraham. We need to fight the war, not in our power, but in the name of the Lord, having faith in Him alone. Then we can be victorious. This is the victory which overcometh the world, even our faith. They overcame through the blood of the Lamb. So brothers, sisters, live near to Jesus Christ. Rest upon the power of His work on the cross alone. Not your power, not your strength, but Christ works on the cross alone. Then you shall be more than conquerors. Spend your strength for God, brothers, sisters. God gave you strength to be used for Him. For when you are tired of the battle, you will receive a sweet renewing of your strength. Our captain of the host, Christ, our Melchizedek, will bless you, and He will meet you to give you comfort and strength. Just like Melchizedek met Abraham when he came after taking Lot, being captive, and after he came after a tired war, there was Melchizedek there to greet him, to bless him. And in the same way, Christ will meet us, brethren, because He is a high priest for us. He is our only mediator between God and man, and He is a king that rules in our kingdom. Melchizedek brought him bread and wine to Abraham. When we bring souls to the cross of Jesus Christ, they realize how His body was punished for their sins, and how His blood washed their sins and pardoned their sins. Dear brothers, dear sisters, have you won any souls for Christ? Are you witnessing? Have you won any souls to Christ? Bring them to the feet of our King of righteousness, then He too will bless you. Amen. If this devotional was a blessing to your soul, please write to us. We would love to hear from you. And we would love to know how we can help you in your spiritual needs. Or if you have any questions, please let us know. So until we meet again, this is Nick. May the Lord richly bless your soul with the richness of His precious word.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high.